Steve Winwood, Chris Wood, Jim Capaldi, and for one album, I believe, Dave Mason. That was her second album. The song you know from Traffic is Dear Mr. Fantasy. That's their most famous song. Never released as a single, though widespread airplay. Everybody loved that song. And actually, that song was mostly done by Jim Capaldi. From a 1980 interview, here's where Mr. Fantasy came from.
I made a sketch of this character and I wrote a letter. It was this funny character with a guitar that he was manipulating from puppet strings with the two pairs of hands at the end, supposedly playing the guitar. And he had this funny face with a little funny spiked hat. A doodle, really. I wish I had kept that piece of paper. And next to it, I wrote, it was a letter. Dear Mr. Fantasy, play us a tune, something to make us all happy. Do anything, take us out of this gloom. You play guitar, yeah.
It was a doodle. Aerosmith had a really big weekend. The Grammys, and before that, Music Cares. They were honored with that, and there were Cheap Trick was there playing with them. Also, Sammy Hagar. On their mind, of course, is Joey Kramer. Cheap Trick kind of went through the same thing with a drummer, Bun E. Carlos. He was gone, and at this point, Joey Kramer's gone. Hopefully, he'll be back. But here's Cheap Trick commenting on Aerosmith and Joey Kramer.
I love those guys. They're my favorite rock band. Their producer became our producer, Jack Douglas, of course. They really were instrumental in bringing us about, and we became friends, and wish they'd stop fighting.
We don't know what to say. We're very close to them, so they're out of control. I mean,
it's like saying something nice about your older brother. It's like, nah, I'd rather not.
There you go. Sammy Hagar, of course, in Van Halen and solo, but way back when, he was the voice of the band Montrose, and he opened up for Aerosmith. And apparently Aerosmith didn't even listen to them before they came on stage. Here's Sammy Hagar's story.
We opened. We got an encore. We were big in that time. It was good, you know. The show sold out. And we did Helter Skelter. And they came out and opened their show with Helter Skelter. And they didn't even see us, I don't think. I told Steven that story the next time I saw him. And we've been friends ever since. And it's a great story. He laughs about it, too.
I don't know. I'd still be mad.